Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily word from God's heart brought by Pastor Preeji. As you receive the word, open your soul to be encountered by Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day. I believe that the Lord is stirring up something deep within you this morning. Everything that you need for the week ahead, everything that you need to do, everything you need to say, every place you need to visit, every investment you need to make in the natural or in the spiritual, every choices and decisions that you need to make that is going to change the course of your life, the anointing required for that, the grace required for that, the wisdom required for that is being deposited on the inside of you. Whenever there is a stirring, we know the story of how there was a pool in the temple, the pool of Bethesda. And the Bible says, whenever the angel would come and stir the pool up, there will be something that will be deposited on the inside of the pool. And the first person to jump into the pool will now walk out healed and whole. And I believe that if the Lord is stirring up your spirit, if the Lord is stirring something deep within you, it is because He is depositing something inside you. He is placing an amount of wisdom, an amount of understanding, an amount of direction that you need for the season ahead, for the choices ahead, for the journey ahead of you. Peter writes to the church in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3 and verse 1. And he says, "This is my second letter to you, dear friends. And in both of my letters, I have tried, this is my desire, this is what I've tried to do, this is the purpose with which I am writing to you. I have tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory." Paul says that this is why I've been writing to you all along. It is not just to tell you something that you don't know already. You may know some of these truths. You may understand some of these truths. And you may even have a better revelation of some of these truths. And yet, here I am trying to refresh your memory, trying to remind you of the things that you already are aware about. See, to a child of God, you don't need to preach to them about something they don't know. Because every child of God that has the presence of the Holy Spirit in them, that has the wisdom of God in their spirit, that has the access to the heavenlies, there's absolutely nothing that they don't know. But what men of God do week after week or day after day when they reach out to their people is that they try to refresh their memory, stimulate their understanding to tap into the things that they already have, that they already have received, that they already have been blessed with, things that are deposited on the inside of them. These podcasts that we bring to you day after day, it is designed to remind you of what God has already been telling you. We don't want to bring you fresh or new information. In fact, this could be a new information for somebody that doesn't have access to God's word or access to God's spirit. If you have never heard about Jesus, or if you've never heard about the Holy Spirit, then we are bringing you God's word, God's spirit, God's presence to you. But if you're someone who has already been in the Lord and you've been walking with Jesus, then this is not new for you. This is something that you've already received. And we are here to now remind you one more time, refresh your memory one more time. Let me read it again. "I've tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory." So the purpose of this word is to refresh your memory, one. And second, it is also to stimulate. The other translation, the ESV translation says, it is to stir up your sincere mind, your thought process, there has to be a stirring on the inside of your head. So every time God's word comes to you, it is to bring you a reminder, bring you back your memory of what has already been given to you. And second, also to stir something up, to cause an unrest, to disturb the stable, comfortable, convenient environment you have settled yourself in. And whenever there is a stirring up, there is a fresh deposit. Whenever there is a stimulation in your wholesome thinking, there is fresh wisdom and understanding that is being transferred into that environment. So this morning, wherever you are, whatever different state of mind or heart that you may be in, I'm releasing this stirring on the inside of your head. I'm releasing this grace to stimulate your wholesome thinking, your sincere mind being stirred. And as the stirring is happening, there is fresh deposit. There is fresh wisdom coming in. Peter was writing to a church in 2 Peter chapter 3 and telling them about the second coming of Jesus. And these are things that the church already knew. And yet they needed a fresh, timely, personal revelation that will help them to journey the next season of their life. I declare that your life, your day ahead, your week ahead will begin to witness this revelation. In Jesus' mighty name, you will not be fending for yourself. You will not have to fight for yourself. You don't need to lift yourself, promote yourself, take care of yourself, because God is giving you everything that you need. Because He is your shepherd, you will have no lack in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the week ahead. We thank you for your stimulating the wholesome thinking, our sincere minds. You are causing a fresh reminder. You are causing refreshments to come upon our heart and our minds this morning. We receive this. We receive the grace. We receive the understanding. We receive the anointing to live this week in a victorious way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. As God has spoken to you through this word, share this podcast and encourage someone's spirit. Reach out to us at pastorpreji.com. May this word guide your day.